And now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
Fourteen on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Phone lines are wide open. If you want to call, now is the time to get through.
Is this Beyonce?
This is Beyonce, yes. No, wait, I'm sorry. This is Beyonce and Rich. What country song sound alike to go? If you want to get through, phone lines are open. A couple of things I want to talk to you about. One is, never discourage your kids from being in a band, no matter how bad they are. And I'm going to tell you exactly why, okay? I heard this commercial, and Galvin heard it earlier, and we laughed. You only need one song. And if that song could be a hit, you could milk it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Sister Hazel is playing at Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
What in the world would bring you to go see Sister Hazel besides this song?
They're actually good live.
Doing what?
They've got a couple songs.
Okay. Let's
By
share
couple,
it together.
I mean, Bobby, three songs that were kind of hits.
All for you. This
That's
song.
The big one.
Right? 614,151 plays. Second place, eight million. Oh wait, this is. Do you know this song? Yeah, this is their second most popular song.
Let it play.
I gotta get to the hook. This song I remember being on the radio.
You do?
This file. I think this was after All for You. Change Your Mind?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, hey. No.
Did you ever get to the chorus? You recognize the chorus. Yeah.
I bet you haven't heard a word I've said. Remember the other song?
All right,
I do remember this song.
Yes, I think this is the follow-up.
Now, this is a good song.
Yeah.
This is a good song.
I think I've met those guys several times over the years. I'm sure they'll admit they're one-hit wonders, and they would describe their career just like you're describing it.
I'm not mad at Sister Hazel. Yeah. Good for them. They have the one song, and they've been milking it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Here's the other thing. Sister Hazel easily could throw in a Hootie and the Blowfish song. And you go, oh, that's them? Oh, I didn't know that.
Also, they're from Gainesville.
So and if they did Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah. They're always huge in Florida because they've been playing Florida for, 25 years.
I imagine that they're on a cruise every other week.
Oh, yeah.
Let me please make this known. I am not mad at Sister Hazel. Yeah. I like this song. But they have one song.
When I was living in Tallahassee, Sister Hazel would play three, four times a year, and they would sell out multiple nights.
I bet at that time, this song was still relatively new, and that's a very collegey kind of 90s college band.
Can I put together a cruise for you?
Yes.
Sister Hazel, Dishwalla, Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, you're forgetting one. One that we like.
Lipped.
The Three Guys. Three Guys. Lit would be good too.
Can I bring the Goo Goo Dolls?
Goo Goo Dolls too big. They have way more.
All right, wait, hold on. Let me write this down. Horizon. Give it to me again, Galvin.
Sister Hazel.
Sister Hazel.
Dishwalla.
Dishwalla. Counting Blue Cars.
Yes.
Okay. Semisonic.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Well, I think Bare Naked Ladies is too big for
No.
All right, Bare Naked.
All right.
1 week. That's their song.
Yeah, but they got it. They got other songs. Let me just look. I got to look.
Yeah.
All
right, but I have my next one. Hold on, there.
Bare Naked Ladies. Okay. It's been
1 week.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side.
Then this song. I know this song. I know this one. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
If I had a million dollars.
If I had.
Then you have this song, Calvin, from your favorite TV show.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense station.
From the Big Bang Theory.
14 years ago, expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs
began. Anyway.
So they have two.
They have two songs.
One and a half.
All right, they're on the cruise.
All right, ready for this?
Yeah.
Eve 6.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah?
Another. Eve 6 had one song.
Yeah.
That was...
I would
yep.
Yeah.
All right. What's the band? Sex and Candy.
Marcy's Playground.
Marcy's Playground. Yeah. All right. Hold on. This is Eve 6. Marcy Playground.
What about Ween?
Ween doesn't make the cruise. Ween plays the night before they leave the club.
Ronnie D weighing in with one that I disagree with. Gin Blossoms. Gin Blossoms too big. Too many songs.
Too big.
Too many songs.
Gin Blossoms had at least three songs. Hold on, let's find out. Gin Blossoms had Hey Jealousy, of course, which is the big hit. Pimple Toddler plays it.
And then something Let Me Down or...
Oh, Gin Blossoms are a hit machine. Hey Jealousy, Found Out About You.
Found Out About You, that's, yeah.
Then... Found Out About You Till I Hear It From You. Then Follow You Down.
Follow You Down. Yeah there you go. Yeah.
Sorry, Ronnie. Gin Blossoms too big.
Gin Blossoms is on the ship with Goo Goo Dolls.
What's the other band that we like? We like this band from this era. Three guys.
Better than Ezra?
Better than Ezra.
Oh, yeah.
Better than Ezra makes
better,
a cruise.
No, Better Than Ezra has too many songs.
No.
Yeah, they do.
I think they only have two.
No, they
All
have
right,
more.
Hold on. Better.
Better Than Ezra is on the ship with Gin Blossoms and Goo Goo Dolls. We're doing two different.
Yeah. It's a bigger boat. They're on the big boat.
I don't know any of these other songs, Calvin.
Yes, you do. Play
all
it.
Right, all right, hold on. This is good.
Yeah, that was their big hit. You know this.
Oh, yeah. They're on the cruise with Live.
And Goo Goo Dolls.
And Goo Goo Dolls. Live Goo Goo Dolls. Totally different. Okay.
I have another one. Stroke 9.
Oh, Stroke Little Back.
Little Black Backpack. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I know this song.
You do.
That was huge.
But that was it. That was it.
Little Black Backpack.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta get to the hook.
Yeah.
But I'm so far below it. Don't wanna talk about it.
Don't
wanna
think about it. It's
gonna kick in.
I'm not going to go see them.
Yeah. But they're on there.
They open.
Yeah.
What about...
If you could only...
Tonic?
Oh, Tonic.
Tonic's got a couple hits.
Tonic's on the Gin Blossoms cruise.
Yeah, Tonic's got a few hits. Joey or Ronnie D weighing in with the Rembrandts.
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah.
They're too big. Just because of that. Yeah, they're on the Goo Goo Dolls cruise.
What about... you just made me think of one. Oh, damn it.
I'm telling you, the Goo Goo Dolls cruise versus versus this cruise.
The Sister Hazel.
Sister Hazel
cruise. We could probably get Sister Hazel on our cruise.
I mean, I don't want them. I'm telling you right now. We can cover that song just as good. All right, here you go. You ready? The End of the Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
There's your semisonic.
Can't go home. We can't stay here. No. I screwed it up.
Can't go home. Can't stay here.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Right.
Time, open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Remember this band?
Vertical Horizon.
Yeah. Man, we're digging deep now, but
this is all when Carmen was 2 years old.
Oh, I don't even
know
Carmen.
This song, though.
You know this song?
Yes. Because it's been in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
It was in like every 90s high school teen movie.
Yep.
Any band you would like to see on the cruise, Carmen?
I want to go see this band.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you remember the band Dada?
Oh, I love Dada. Dada is one of my favorite bands of all time.
From Canada, right?
Disneyland was their big song, whatever. But yeah, no, Dada, their second album is a great album.
Yeah.
For real, I'm not even joking around. They're great.
Great song.
Oh, man.
John Senny weighing in. He would like to add Cake to the...
Cake, I think, is on the Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah. It's on the Goo Goo Dolls cruise.
Ronnie D has a good one that is definitely on the Sister Hazel. Harvey Danger.
Harvey Danger.
Yeah, Flagpole Center.
Yeah. The phone calls are coming in fast and furious of people who've been on Sister Hazel cruises. Jennifer, you're on the Sister Hazel cruise?
I was on the Sister Hazel cruise called the Rock Boat.
And... I'm not knocking it, but what made you go? Because you like Sister Hazel, or were there other bands that you liked, or do you just like the one Sister Hazel song?
Okay, to be honest, we went because we have a bunch of friends who do this cruise every year. I'm not a big Sister Hazel fan. We wanted to go on a vacation with our friends. My husband loves music. He's a musician. So the boat is nothing but bands the entire 4 days, all day long, all different parts of the ship. The other bands that we discovered while we were on the ship made us want to go again.
Who were the other? Anybody you remember?
Lit was on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
The Struts.
The Struts
on the boat. Yeah.
Struts are great.
Yeah. Red Wanting Blue.
We love Red Wanting Blue.
A band out of Ohio, and they were great.
They've been on our show a bunch of times. They're great.
They were on the boat, and a band called Common Heart. I thought they were great. So it was great to Sister Hazel, I don't think, was the big draw, not for me, at least. I didn't even think they were that great. Oh, the Bowling for Soup was on the boat.
That band I like.
Let's go on this cruise.
There's nothing better than a band of fat guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. They were funny, but live music-wise, they played the same 4 or 5 songs over and over, I felt
like. Yeah, that's just because most of these bands only have 1 or 2 songs, so they got no choice.
Right.
All right, well,
it was a great time.
Good. I'm glad you had fun. Thank you for letting us go. Courtney, were you also on the Sister Hazel cruise?
I was. It's been about 13, 14 years, but I was on it. There was a lot of other bands, and just like the caller before me said, it was like 4 days of just concerts throughout the entire ship.
Also, I bet loaded with broads. It's probably mostly girls, right?
I wouldn't say so. No, it was pretty mixed. But it was a great time. One band I think you guys may know, Gaelic Storm, was on it when I was on there.
Is that the girls?
Irish band? No, it's like a Irish like guy band. But
were you single on that cruise? Were you single on that cruise?
I was, yes.
So what if we were rolling up and we were having a couple Bud Lights and I leaned in and I was like, hey, Courtney, finally I figured out. Oh, I bet I can get you.
I don't know. I was pretty into Sister Hazel back then.
Yeah,
I was probably, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the heads up, and I'm glad you had fun. I'm out.
I have one of my favorite one-hit wonders. This is such a great song, and they actually have 2 songs, though. One, I mean, you know both of them, but I don't even know whether you know the second one.
Okay.
The Refreshments, Banditos.
Oh, Banditos is great.
Such a great song.
I don't know if we don't have an hour to play that song because it's so long, but Banditos is a great song.
So just how far down
do you want to go? Talk about a cup of Joe.
You could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this band is great.
Man, every lead singer has the same voice at times.
Do you remember their other big song?
No.
From a cartoon?
I knew this.
King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah. How much money did they make off of that?
Oh.
Who knows? By the way.
Yeah.
We got Steve Byrne. That's it.
Yeah. Steve Byrne better be a singing son of a bitch.
Be funny, man.
He'll be singing Sister Hazel karaoke.
Finally, I figured out.
Actually, he'll probably do the Killers if we do karaoke.
That's right. That's his go-to song. All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we got time. We'll wrap up the show soon enough. It's Mike Cal, the show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorney.